Last show, Audrey was sharing how she and her husband were working through things as their finances are transitioning from a rock star life to something a little more down to earth. While a big picture view can help you become more content with big changes, it's also practical to create some new routines and habits that can help speed things along and still resonates with who you are. For Audrey, it meant finding ways to grab what they loved about Europe and incorporating it into their lives. They wanted to have this mindset of savoring what was around them and exploring without spending a ton of money.
Sometimes people equate with taking a break or having fun or enjoying life to spending money, right? So Some people think, oh, okay, I'm going to go out for a Friday night. We're going to have fun. So we're going to hit up the most trendy bar in the city or whatever, or we're going to dine here at the 4 or 5 star restaurant. So that's spending a lot of money. So I think when people kind of think that they're going to spend is going to take this much money to have fun, then especially if you're watching your budget, then the tendency is just to not have fun at all, right? Because you don't want to spend money. If you look at it as, no, we don't have to spend that money, maybe we just plan a day at the beach or explore a new area of town and set your budget.
With life off the road, the couple had to be more careful with their spending. One of the more popular parts of Audrey's site, Le Huracana, is a series where Audrey and her husband spend a day relaxing and exploring California on the cheap. But what you may not know is the personal and pragmatic reason behind these trips.
I had to do that. It was out of necessity because my husband, he is used to spending money from doing what he did as a sound engineer. I mean, on top of his pay, they would give him like a daily per diem. So when we go out, I have to kind of mentally prepare him. Okay, we're going here, but we can only spend $50 or less. And he's okay with that. I'm glad he's okay with that.
Just my opinion, but I think he's up for it because Audrey knows how to have a good time. Part of the fun with these outings is the new and charming spots they discover together. They've been to Catalina Island, Vegas, and Los Angeles, along with plenty of places in between. Some of these trips are spontaneous, but there is some planning involved when making the most of their day trips.
Again, because we can't necessarily just book a ticket to Paris like that anymore. We have to get a little bit more creative on the cheap.
Along with these road trips, the two like to unwind and take some time to make their day-to-day a little more special.
And it could be even as simple as, you know, going to Trader Joe's and maybe buying some fresh flowers and arranging it in a nice container and setting it on your dining table or coffee table. Just the little things. I think that's what the Europeans are so expert at doing, is just enjoying the little things, like enjoying life in general and not just letting life fly by you.
Those details matter most when they're at home. Dinner is an occasion for them to connect and enjoy.
Eating is not just eating to them. It's experience. It's culture. It's sitting down and having an intellectual conversation with whoever's joining you at the dining table. That's what I try to do in my home, is I have a dining table, and picking out one was very important. That was one of the first things we bought when we bought our house, because I wanted it to seat at least 8 people, because I knew I wanted to host dinners in the house. When we sit down to eat, it is quite formal. Now, mind you, I will admit, sometimes I am in my pajamas eating. But when I say that, I mean a candle is lit. There's nothing but food on the table and maybe a centerpiece. And then jazz music is often played in the background. And then my husband and I will cook together. That's another thing that we like to do. We cook together and then we set the table. You know, no paper plates. It's our nice china or whatever plates and porcelainware and silver flatware, and we'll sit there and we will eat. There's no television. It's strictly us at the table eating, talking, and then, like I said, maybe listening to a little bit of music. So that's one way we bring that European lifestyle into our home.
You may do things differently, but the intent is most likely the same.
I appreciate what you have now and finding out what's really important in life. You know, is it really staying in a 4-star hotel and dining out on, you know, Maine lobster or, you know, whatever it is, sushi and all that stuff? Or is it having family with you and taking the time to really get to know each other and enjoy the little things in life, like dinner at home, you know, or a picnic in the park, things like that.
Special thanks again to Audrey for sharing her story. Please check out La Huracana to get her latest adventures and find incredible spots to explore. Join us next episode when we talk about spending. Personal Capital just compiled and released a report on how the average American spends their money. I'm going to review the highlights and share ways you can slash your bills without living like a pauper. If you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and more. You can also grab the feed off of couplemoneypodcast.com so you can listen to it from whatever service app you prefer. And if you enjoyed the podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It takes about a minute, but it's a huge help and we get the word out on the Couple Money Podcast. I like to help others build up their marriage and net worth. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care.